This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the state will defend itself in upcoming Colorado River negotiations. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
Current guidelines for operating the largest dams and reservoirs on the Colorado River expire this year. Negotiators from seven states, including Colorado, have been trying to reach consensus on new guidelines, but so far they failed. Weiser told the Colorado Water Congress that while the best outcome is a negotiated one, the state is prepared for litigation.
We can't be afraid of the possibility that we need to defend our rights. And if it comes to that, Colorado is not going to be a sucker.
Western governors, including Governor Polis, will be in D.C. this month to try to break the impasse. States have until February 14th to reach an agreement. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
A federal appeals court has upheld the dismissal of a lawsuit against the Colorado Springs Police Department. Jacob Root was paralyzed when he fell after a Colorado Springs officer shot him with a taser in 2022. Officers were trying to apprehend Root for a suspected vehicle theft at the time. Root sued the department for excessive force. A U.S. district court deemed the officer's use of the taser appropriate in the situation, and earlier this month, the Tenth Circuit agreed with that court to dismiss the claim. And the Great American Beer Festival is stepping outside for the first time ever in 2026. Happening in line with Colorado's many Oktoberfest events, the festival is relocating from the Colorado Convention Center to Denver's Levitt Pavilion in Ruby Hill. Organizers say the goal is to make the event feel more festive under open skies with live music and, of course, pretzel necklaces. Hundreds of beers will be on tap for tasting when the event kicks off the second week in October, and tickets go on sale in June. Mostly sunny skies along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.